This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, August 25th. Okay, so I guess I have to tell you the dark secrets of how Wall Street really works. So yesterday when the tech stocks gapped up because NVIDIA had its blowout results, you know, the Citadels of the world, the Goldmans, the people that write covered call options make a lot of money because they sell daily options, which are 43% of volume. They sell weekly options. They sell monthly options, etc. But basically, they're making a lot of their money selling daily options. So when the market gaps up in the morning, they get huge premiums for writing these options. Then what happens is they got to run the market down so they don't have to fulfill the options, okay? And that's why you're getting this up, down movement in the market. And we are in August, and we have thin market conditions. So that's just the game that goes on. And internally, we like to refer to this as Skynet. You might remember in the Terminator movies how the machines were running everything. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. So I don't want you to be upset about Skynet and all the games that go on, but that is what happened. And as long as the folks making the markets, the Citadels of the world, and the Goldmans of the world are writing these options, we're going to have these shenanigans. So that is why the tech stocks are not up today, even though they were up sharply yesterday at the opening. Now, this triggered Morgan Stanley's chief strategist, Mike, to come out and declare the bull market is over. Now, I just want you to know, Morgan Stanley's chief strategist has been bearish all along. He apologized for being bearish too long. But at Morgan Stanley, guess what they sell? They sell alternative investments, private credit. So it facilitates them to have a bearish strategist so they can sell their other stuff, which obviously makes them more money. So you got to be really careful when you turn on the financial channels. If the financial channel is just having people from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and all the other firms, I would be very suspicious of them, okay? Because they've got their products to sell. And they're not the best source of advice, okay? The best source of advice is going to be anybody independent, okay? Somebody like Ed Yardini, an independent economist. Speaking of economists, you know, the Fed's obviously having its Jackson Hole meeting, and although Jerome Powell is not an economist, he's a lawyer, his speech today basically said that the Fed's going to hold their policy steady until they get evidence of inflation. So that was very dovish because he had no hint in there that he was going to raise rates. And he did acknowledge that inflation is starting to crack, but it's not at their target rate yet. So I could have written that speech, but it's pretty simple. The Fed's going to wait till inflation gets to the target level, and then they'll probably start to cut. And I suspect that'll happen in December. Now, why would they cut? Well, they want to be out of the political debate, you know. The high interest rates are obviously killing the auto industry. Looks like the UAW is going to go on strike in mid-September. They're asking for the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, and they're very worried about their job security, especially as all the EV production of the mass EVs goes more and more to Mexico. So it looks like they're going on strike. And That's going to be okay. You know, we see labor unrest all the time. We saw it with SEIU in Los Angeles, and with government workers, with hotels, things like that. The hotels unions unite, just so you know. It's a very interesting environment we're in. Now, this light trading volume we have is going to persist through mid-September, and then we'll get into quarter-end window dressing. So expect the oscillations to continue. Don't worry about them too much. It's just what we call summer shenanigans. Don't worry about the option folks trying to jerk the market around. It's just there's nothing we can do about it, folks. It's going to be there for a long time. But I did want to briefly explain to you that that was the reason for the market gyrations yesterday. And finally, I'm very, very pleased with what Jerome Powell had to say today. So, onward and upward, folks. Your best defense, strong offense, the fundamentals for your stocks. And by the way, the Atlanta Fed revised their GDP estimate up to 5.9% for this quarter. That's still a little bit too high, but stunning. So that's it. I'll talk to you later. Sweet and Avalier.